Wednesday family, welcome back to Nasanta's Reel. And if you are new here, welcome, welcome, welcome to our safe zone where we are real about this Christian walk. Shakira, I just want to say I am so delighted to be here. Thank you so much for the invite, and I probably need to introduce myself, so let me go ahead. I am Jovian Wilson, a second year public health student at the University of Technology. No, I am nobody fancy. I am just a lover of God, and I am happy to be having this conversation with you, talking about feeling overwhelmed and essentially feeling overwhelmed by school. It is safe to say that we live in a time filled with overwhelming situations, and school has not been playing the saint on us. Sister school came to war, okay? And what we find is that we are kicking and screaming back at school, and it just seems like everybody cannot catch a break. There is so much to do in so little time. Some are feeling worn out, and there are others who are just out of breath trying to keep up. And in these moments, many of us, including myself, we find ourselves saying, I feel overwhelmed. Now, I know that you know that we all know when we are overwhelmed. I can talk for myself. For me, my body basically screams, Jovi, you are tired. Jovi, you need to sleep. Take a break. And I know for a lot of us, we become annoyed at the slightest inconvenience. It's like we are on edge and we are ready to clap back at any situation that presents itself. It may be also difficult for a lot of us to complete simple tasks. And I am going to be honest, I have countless experiences of being overwhelmed where I cried my eyes out. Why? I cried my eyes out because I could not make copies of myself to get all this work done. I know what it feels like to be overwhelmed. I know that you have been there, and I just want to say I understand. It's never just school. It's when you pile school, the job, the social life, the spiritual walk, the chores, the family, the friends. Listen, even just the need to have a good breakfast in the mornings can seem to be a task and a half. Yes, I know. But I want to say this right here. God, He never called us from the darkness to the light to be feeling like this. Psalm 29:10-11 says, the Lord will give strength to His people. The Lord will bless His people with peace. No, that's a promise. That is unchangeable. So the big question that we are faced with is, how do we access this strength? How do we access this peace that God said that He would give us when we are feeling overwhelmed? The first thing is to say to yourself, God is God and I am not. Let us say that together, shall we? God is God and I am not. When we acknowledge this fact, that is when we start to pour it all out on God. That's when we hand things over to God and we realize that these things are bigger than ourselves, and then we give them to the one who can help us. And once we do that, God will do what only He can do. Ladies and gentlemen, we are not superhumans. So of course, course, we are going to feel overwhelmed. When we have too much to do, we will feel burnt out. But the moment that we allow God to expand in our lives, that is the moment that every situation, every inconvenience, every task, they will all begin to shrink. I learned this some time ago, and it is this saying that goes, peace is not the absence of trouble, it is the presence of God. And I would just love to say that one more time. Peace is not the absence of trouble, it is the presence of God. With that said, even when we are thrown in overwhelming situations, we do not have to be overwhelmed. God, He has also been showing me that this life that we have, He cares about it, and He cares about the small things. This is for everybody now. He is saying to us all that I care about the small things. The things that seem trivial, because what? It is those trivial things that add up and make you overwhelmed. So I want to carry that burden. I want to carry that burden for you. I just want to share a quick story. It was last week, and I was feeling tired from all that I had to do concerning school. It seemed like there was just not enough time in the day for me to get all these things done. So I literally had to go on my knees asking God for assistance with a group assignment. I just want you to imagine me there crying out to God about a PowerPoint presentation. And I know it seems funny, it seems unorthodox, and maybe even silly, but I am here to tell you right now that God came right through. He helped me with that group presentation, and I will never forget that God cares about the small things, because they pile up to create bigger situations. He cares about them all. That brings me to the next point. Remember what God has done for you in the past. Listen, if He did it before, He can do it again, and He will do it again. Why? For He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's why. I mean, do you remember the time when He allowed you to submit that paper at 11:59 when 12 was the deadline? I mean, how about the time when He paid all your tuition out of nowhere last semester? And how can you forget about that time He postponed the test you didn't study for? Sweetie, God, He does not change. He can and He will make a way. It's very important that we do not forget these things. If you have to write them down, write them down. So when hard situations arise, you can counteract them with these past victories. Remembering past blessings and deliverances, they help to build our faith, trust, hope in God for today and for the future. Listen, God is good. He has always been good, and He will always be good. I do know that a lot of you listening to this podcast, that you are Christians, but I also know that some of you are trying to find your way, and that's okay. Keep going. I am proud of you. Now, this last point, it is for everybody, and that is, we have to strike a balance. Be kind to yourself. Please, please be kind to yourself. Remember that you're only human, so you need to play, you need to rest, you need to. I came to university and I heard this belief that sleep is a concept. Now, naturally, my body rejected this thought, and I am happy that I can debunk this myth. The attitude that sleep is a concept and that rest can wait, that is a lie. God called us to rest, and He would not call us to something that we did not have to do. If it is that you need to call your friend to talk about a funny video maybe that you saw, or just to lay in bed and do absolutely nothing, then do that, sis. Bro, by all means, do that. Reward yourself for not giving up. Have fun. You need to laugh. Probably you can host a virtual games night with your friends, maybe socialize with your family. Whatever your thing is, find that thing and do that. So in whatever state of mind that this podcast finds you, whatever you are doing right now or wherever you are, I just want to pray for you. So Lord Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you are doing here, for how you have been moving, Lord Jesus, through this podcast. And I believe that our work was done, Lord Jesus, today. Our work is continuously being done, Lord Jesus, in this series, God Almighty. And I pray, Lord God, that whenever these persons, when they feel overwhelmed, whoever is listening to this, that your loving, tender, kind arms will just wrap around them, embrace them, Lord Jesus. You are the peace speaker. I pray, Jesus, that you will speak peace into every stormy situation right now, that you will say, peace be still. For when you say, peace be still, winds and waves, they have to obey you. So, Lord Jesus, I pray that we will hand everything over to you, no matter how small it may seem. I pray, God Almighty, that we will never forget what you have already brought us through, oh God, and that these things will help to build our faith in you. I pray, Jesus, that we will be able to balance this life, that we will be able to balance, that we will find fun in the midst of the situations that we are facing, and that we will be able to rest, oh God, and that we will be able to do the work when we have to do the work. Almighty God, I even pray for Shakira right now and this podcast, that it will grow and it will expand in you, Jesus. I give you thanks. I give you praise. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you so much for listening, family. I just love the community over here. We will be back with more of this series next week, Wednesday. So please do stay tuned.